Yo, welcome back to the Lunchtime Foolery Podcast. It's your boy Raheem. Don't want back on the mic. I got my boy Travis with me. Say what's up.
Man, what's up, y'all? It's been a long break, but I'm back at it. You already know.
You already know. So today, we're just gonna talk about something different. We're gonna talk about the Internet of Things. It's like a destructive technology, and we're just gonna compare it to how, you know, the city of Dubai uses it because we live here in this country. And I just want to get your piece on what you think about it, Travis.
The Internet of Things, I think it really shaped, especially today's society, with not even just social media, but how we use the internet is so vast and expansive. For example, Dubai has a license plate tracking, so like if you go in a parking garage, it takes a picture of both you and the car and the license plate. So I guess if you attempt to steal something from the mall or whatnot, then it scans to see, you know, who you are. And
yeah, so, you know, they got you whenever you do something, they go pull up on you. And what I'm mostly intrigued about Dubai is it's not even like the picture part, but as soon as you get into the country, there's this thing like what you got to scan your passport, and you put your feet on like this platform. You look up at a camera, and then they scan your retinas, and so now they know wherever you are in the country. So you commit a crime, and you do something, they know where you at.
They coming for you, man. Like, I think because the city is more, it's growing at a rapid pace, and it's becoming more and more modern. I think that's kind of a good thing, especially with, not even that it's a lot of crime in the UAE or in Dubai, but just for extra security, and you want to have that peace of mind. That's what it was. Peace of mind that, you know, you're gonna be safe.
Yes, I feel that, and like there's just a bunch of different things around the city that you could peep out. It's not like obvious, in which I was just thinking about that, but you know, around the city, you got these, like when you're driving down. I noticed when I'm driving my dad, people start slowing down in specific parts of the street. And they speed up because you got the traffic monitors. And if you get caught by that, all you see is a flash. You know it's done. Because that's them taking a picture of your license plate. And then I would say a few minutes later, a few seconds later, it's going to ding your phone. And you got a traffic ticket coming to you. But all these little like features and technology and stuff is all powered by solar panels. See, like, the people in Dubai, like the top people, they realize that the sun's out for about like 12 months of the year, but it's always like beaming down all the time. So why not convert that into energy? And you know, all these things are just powered by that, and even powering the Burj Khalifa, the tallest tower in the world, and putting like images on the front for specific holidays. That's just crazy, you know, witnessing that type of stuff. You feel me? So what do you think about that?
Yeah, man, I think that's really good, especially for, like I said, for a city that's growing at such a pace, and not just for tourism's sake, but just the amount of people that live in the UAE and then in Dubai. I think it's really beneficial to, it brings in a lot of jobs, a lot of opportunity here if you, you know, have the right credentials, I guess you could say. You know, and I guess it's just a really nice city to live in, especially, you know, around the Internet of Things and technology.
That for sure is, like, this is a nice place to live in, you know, being here for nearly 6 years, coming to the end of this year. I've had experience with, like, taxis and stuff, and now Dubai, you can just book a taxi with a few clicks of a button on your phone. You could order food with a few clicks of your button. You could order groceries just with a few clicks of a button, you know.
So that's enough from us for right now. We're going to interview one of our IT administrators at our school. His name is Mr. Janetti. Say what's up, Mr. Janetti.
Hello, guys. What's up?
So, yeah, we got a few questions about the Internet of Things. So, Travis, go ahead and, you know, drop that on him right quick.
All right, man. So, Mr. Janetti, what exactly is the Internet of Things?
Well, Internet of Things, this term, maybe you have heard maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, not before that. So basically, Internet of Things are few devices, of course electronic devices, that are connected to the network, mm-hmm. and that communicate between themselves. And again, yeah, this is a new term, but the future will be really relying on this.
So what Like, can you give me some stats about the Internet of Things over the past 5 years?
Oh, yeah. Like, in 2013, according to the Statista security company, they have did this statistics, and they saw that around 3.03 billion devices were there in 2013.
That's incorporating the Internet of Things within the...
Yes, that's cooperating, but that's in the consumer and, of course, the business administration. And by 2014, it grew to 3.75, and by 2015, it grew to 4.88 billion. So yeah, 1.5 billion gap. So this is 2015. Now, in the future, what we are looking at, the latest stats shows that in 2020, there will be total of 25.1 billion devices. This will be in the automotive industry, in the consumer, the daily houses, and in the business. So this is like 5-time increase within the 5 years. So yes, in the near future, you will hear this term a lot.
So you're saying it's like in cars and like, I guess, handheld devices?
Oh yeah, like the one of the major section of Internet of Things that is used nowadays is in the automotive industry. So if you see high class companies, for example Tesla or Mercedes, the new factories that they are building, it's all automated. All the machines and devices, they are just communicating between themselves, and the main thing is like they are keeping the human beings lesser and lesser in there. So all the intelligent devices that come in this category, Internet of Things.
So would you say it's taking away jobs as well?
Oh yeah, that is one of the things that I've heard around. So basically in the future, more robots, less workforce. So maybe more unemployment.
So definitely disruptive technology.
Yeah.
So what do you think caused this major, I guess, shift from not just the years, but just like 2015 is 4.8 billion, and now in 2020 it's expected to be 25 billion. So what do you think caused that?
Well, one of the main things is the technology. Again, nowadays the manufacturers, the electronic and technology companies, they are building new chipsets, new processor. So for example, if you take Samsung, like at 2019, they are working on 8-nanometer processor. That's so tiny, you can put it inside any device, anything in your house. So imagine that. Right now we are using 10 nanometers processor, but in coming future, Samsung is already working on smaller than that.
That's incredible and scary at the same time.
How's it scary?
Just, you know, like, which being that, like what Mr. Janae said, it's taking away jobs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So The more the job that's going to be happening, I think, is the people actually making the machines to take the jobs away.
Right.
You know, and so a lot of the stuff, like, for example, when you say, like, cars, machines are already making cars as it is. And so just thinking about all the jobs being taken away from and Internet of Things is, you know, kind of a downfall. But what do you think, you know, like, main applications the Internet of Things can be applied to?
Well, again, as we just now discussed, in the industry, robots. So robots will be connected and linked with each other, and they will be communicating. So one robot is making an engine, it will give an signal to next robot that put this thing in. So of course, in the industry, the Internet of Things is coming rapidly. Same thing in the consumer market. For example, in our daily homes, for example, there's the AC thermostat. Now you don't have to go physically press a thermostat button on the AC. You can just sit, open your mobile application, just decrease the temperature, increase the temperature. What is this? This is Internet of Things. And again, this is like, for example, TV remotes. That was classic, you know, just put batteries, IR blaster, it will just connect with the TV. But now everything will be on network. So these are the main application in industry and consumer market.
That's crazy.
He likes saying that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy just, you know, thinking about it. So how, you know, what are the technicalities in the Internet of Things, like how it works?
Well, if you see Internet of Things, it's a huge cloud like data cloud. So in this, there are like many chips in the devices. They communicate with each other, and all this data is put in the cloud, and then they are linked with each other. Let me take an example of like coffee maker. So in coffee maker, nowadays, the latest smart coffee maker, what all items or metal materials is there? Of course, there's a glass jug in it. There's a filter holder. Along with that, they have circuit boards in them, they have processor knob, they have a network card in them, they have sensor in it. Also, with all this technical stuff, there are some protocols, some rules, the network rules are there, and all this is controlled by the mobile application. So the sensor, what it will detect, like you are getting up out of bed at this time,
yeah.
As soon as the sensor will detect the owner is up from the bed, it will start making the coffee. If you see the, why is there a network card inside the coffee maker? Because it have to communicate with the sensor. Sensor is connected to your network. The coffee maker is connected to your network. So they talk with each other so it can work. Why are the protocols, why are the rules for this? You have the same technology in your car, same technology in your lights, same technology in your other devices. So these protocols help to communicate between the sensor and the coffee maker. The coffee maker don't have to communicate with the car outside standing in the garage.
Yeah.
So there are some rules, there are protocols. And then again, same thing, it goes with the machine learning. What is machine learning? So for example, every day at 6 o'clock, I get up. So the sensor is ready to detect at 6 o'clock, like if there is any movement, if the lights get on, he's up, let me start making the coffee. So more and more information you give to machines or the Internet of Things, the more accurate, the more advanced it gets. So where this machine learning or all this data is going inside the cloud. So all these things talk with each other and communicate with each other. And of course, there's artificial intelligence in this. So for example, Apple have Siri, Samsung have Bixby, Microsoft Cortana. So what are these things? These are like artificial intelligence. Even inside coffee maker, it has this artificial intelligence. It knows which coffee to make, what temperature to make, how much sugar we have to put in it.
So I'm guessing you can like use this as a security system as well, if it's able to like track any movement within the house or...
Right, there are like motion detections that are connected to the networks. So again, just, I know it's a little bit technical, but the basic thing, you can take it as like the Internet of Things is like a tripod. It has three legs. What are three legs? First thing is the chip technology, the processor, the network card. The second thing is the cloud network, where all this data is gathered. And of course, the third thing is machine learning. The machine is able, the processor is able to learn the habits, the movements that the user is giving to it. So one of these things, if you remove it, the Internet of Things devices won't work. So this is the technicality things behind this.
That's a lot of stuff. So with the Internet of Things, what do you think that are some of the risks or disadvantages then?
Nowadays, whomever you ask what exactly is Internet of Things, what are your views, of course they will say this all good stuff. How easy it is, just like sit at home if you want to turn off the lights. For example, you are in your street, you are coming to a house, the garage door will automatically detect your Tesla is coming, it's on the doorway, let me start opening the garage. So with this technology, of course, there are huge risks. What are exactly it is? Of course, as I mentioned, the machine learning, it's taking like huge amount of data, and this data is at stake. Lot of the devices are like, if you are installing an Internet of Things in your device at home, just imagine you are installing a bug in your home. Why? Because it gathers your data. Some devices can even hear you, some devices can even see you. And if this data is used by spies or something, you know, that won't be any good. And the plus point of this is for the marketeers, like they will know our habits, so they know what ads they have to target at us. So the data is getting saved in the cloud, or cloud secure or no, that's the privacy thing. So it's terrifying, but at the same time it's useful, you know.
Yeah, I guess it's like a seesaw effect. You know, there's good things and bad things too, but that's not good.
All right, I have a question. Since this is 2019, you know, Dubai Expo, 2020 is coming up next year. So what do you think, how do you think the Internet of Things will be incorporated within that aspect of the city? Because as now, it is considered a smart city within the world. So what do you think, like, the Internet of Things will advance within the city, or, like, how do you think it'll...
Again, Expo brings so much technology around the world throughout the ideas. And Dubai, they like to have the latest technology in their city. So I already read some articles regarding the smart cars that will be underground of the Expo Center. So they will move people from one pavilion to another pavilion. There are no drivers in those cars. How they gonna work? They're gonna communicate with each other. They are connected to network. So it's already coming. If you see Masdar City in Abu Dhabi.
Oh yeah, Masdar City. That's crazy there.
In the car park inside the building, you won't see any cars. You just park your car outside, enter the building. There's an electric car, driverless. There's no driver inside it. You will just sit it. There are pillars on the ground. It won't even touch those pillars. So Internet of Things is already here. It's just a matter of time when it will be in our homes. Actually, it's all already in our homes. Already smartphones are there and all the devices are connected to it. So yeah, there's again big market, as you saw the stats. In the near future, everything will be connected to the network, and it will be easy for us. You know, we don't have to move along, but yeah, same time we have to move.
So, with all that you said, you know, the good and the bad of the Internet of Things, what are your personal thoughts about it, about the future, about now?
Well, it's amazing, you know. Internet of Things will change our lives, and of course, it will make it better. And already, it's massive, and it have already changed the industry. For example, car industry, if you see, you have numerous robots. You just have maybe some operators in a whole big factory. And if you see in the healthcare sector, there also, I have read that there is a diabetes pump. It will detect how much sugar level you are eating. As soon as you eat it, it will automatically give you extra insulin to cope up with your sugar. So healthcare is another sector where Internet of Things is coming soon. Again, then logistics. For example, take Amazon. If you see their warehouses, robots. Everything is electronic. Everything, like all the items have RFIDs on them, they have barcodes, there will be sensors to detect it, and automatically it will go in the truck. There are no companies anymore. And of course, our homes, they are getting smarter and smarter day by day. However, these are all the good things, but of course, there's the darker side for this. For example, if you take the WannaCry ransom virus, what was it? Like several companies and government bodies got affected. So let's go back to our coffee maker. One day I will get up, my coffee is not ready. I'll go to my coffee maker, what will be there? Please pay us some amount, only then you can get your coffee. Why? It's connected to the network. It's already in cloud. Anybody can access it. So
it's dangerous.
Oh yeah. So, well, it will bring improvements in our life, but at the same time, we should not ignore all this risk. As the same place, the technology is getting bigger and bigger, same place, we have to think about all these securities and the protocols we have to develop along with this. So, yeah, those are my thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah, so alright, thank you for the interview with Mr. Janae. You know, really appreciate it. Gave us some good facts and some nice pointed information that we can ponder on upon with this podcast. So yeah. Anyways, that was the Lunchtime Foolery podcast. It's your boy Raheem on the mic, back again with Travis. And we also got my boy Khalid in the back, you know, doing the behind the scenes stuff. So anyways, my Instagram handle, you can catch me at Raheem_Dunwa20. No, not underscore though. It's Raheem_Dunwa. And Snapchat is Raheem_Dunwa20. You can also find me on LinkedIn at Raheem_Dunwa. Travis, go ahead and give your Instagram or, you know, social media handle.
All my social media is Rebuggy Belize, B-U-G-G-Y Belize. Follow me on SoundCloud. I'm trying to hit 1.1K, so
let's get it done.
Follow me on SoundCloud real quick.
And Kala, go ahead and give your Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, my Instagram is Khalud.78. My Snapchat is Khalud78.
And Khalud is with three O's. All right. Anyways, that was the Lunchtime Foodie Podcast. I'll catch y'all later. Peace.